piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Basically, there's two kinds of squash. There's winter squash and there's summer squash. What's the difference between summer squash and winter squash?
Summer squash doesn't keep, for one thing. It matures in the summer and you cook it in the summer and that's it.
Zucchini
is a summer squash. There's a huge variety of winter squash.
Yeah, there really are.
Really huge. And they're highly nutritious, low calorie.
Is pumpkin winter squash or summer squash?
No, it's its own thing.
Different winter squashes.
Like butternut, acorn, kabocha. Spaghetti squash is a winter squash.
Some of them are big and ugly looking. They look kind of nasty.
Some of them are gigantic. They look like aliens.
Yeah.
Hubbard is a really good one, but it's huge. You have to cut it up into portions.
Typically, you don't buy a whole Hubbard squash.
No, you
buy
get
a chunk of it.
They're very nutritious.
Yeah, they lend themselves to lots of different things. You can scrape them out and make pies and stuff with the flesh of it.
You can also use the flesh to make yeast rolls. Instead of using, say, all milk and part water, you can use a cup of the cooked puree of your squash. Any other liquid you need to add, you can either substitute eggs for the liquid or you can add, say, milk.
Well, one of my favorites, of course, is butternut squash. I got a recipe from you about 8 years ago. It didn't seem that long ago, but it's become an absolute staple of my repertoire in
Good.
A way. It's sort of evolved into a slightly different recipe. I'm relying upon that butternut squash. This is a quinoa recipe. We'll post the recipe online for folks, but basically what I did was this original recipe had kale as a green element that you could introduce into the baked squash casserole. I never was happy with the kale particularly. I tried other kinds of greens, and I ended up finally with roasting poblano peppers and then chopping them up. And
what a
putting
wonderful
them in.
Idea.
Now I got the green in there, and I've got all the virtues that green vegetables add to a dish like this, right? To say nothing of the squash itself, I've stuck to the butternut squash. I wonder if there would be some alternative to that.
One of the virtues of butternut is it is so firm.
Yeah, it is firm.
You can cook it and it will hold its shape so that in a casserole, you wouldn't have to worry about it falling apart. And it's very tasty and I love the orange color of it.
Yes.
And I also love the fact that it's got this fat neck, which is solid.
Solid,
and then this little bulb with the seeds, which you can deal with separately, but you can just cut the neck off and then peel it and then cut it up into any size pieces that you want. Very easy to work with in that case.
Yeah, I would cut it up into these little...
You can roast it quickly in the oven under the broiler to char it and caramelize the outer surface, not really cook it until it's actually cooked the way you want it, either before putting it into the casserole or it'll cook while it's in the casserole.
In fact, that bottom, which just as you suggest, I typically leave that separate. I don't even use it in this basic quinoa recipe. So I can just deal with that cylinder of that top of it and chop that up into little cubes and saute them till they're golden brown. They're they're so tasty with a little nutmeg on them.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, you still have the bottom, right?
Yeah.
You can just scoop that out, scoop those seeds out and put that in the microwave for about 4 or 5 minutes, take it out and sprinkle some nutmeg, a little cinnamon, a little butter.
You have a snack.
Yeah, you got a nice little snack right there just by itself. There's all kinds of things you can do. I was just wondering if I could substitute something like the acorn squash.
I think acorn would work fine. It's a bit softer, so you'd have to be careful not to overcook
it. Then there's ones, spaghetti squash, which we also do.
Spaghetti squash would be fine. You would cook that first, and then you would spaghettiize it with a fork. And then you can mix it up with the quinoa. And then you add cheese in there, too. Isn't there some cheese in there as well?
Yeah, there's cheese in it. I've also added spicy sausage. I recently found a bison sausage, which was really good. But andouille is very good.
Oh, yes. So you put all these things together, and this would be something you could make ahead. You could bake it whenever you wanted to.
Yeah, it bakes up in about a half hour or so.
It's a good company dish.
Oh, it is. And it feeds 8 people easily. And the way it works out, I eat it for about 3 days. And I'll tell you, I don't get tired of it. I probably make that once a month.
The recipe will be on mtpr.org. I encourage you all to go make this casserole.
And come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da